Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to pick up on a conversation now that we are building up on that does speak to the youth and younger population of South Africa. Well, One Life Insurance has launched a 2024 Generational Wealth Youth Survey. Now, this particular survey confirms that youth in South Africa are far, very far from achieving financial freedom and building wealth, placing them at a tremendous disadvantage. Ooh, this makes me uncomfortable, but the truth is it's a reality for many South Africans. And if you happen to be young or young at heart, which is always welcome, I want to hear your thoughts if you feel as though you are positioned to be financially free or still struggling under immense financial pressure. 063-688-0959 is where you can share your voice notes. Someone to give us more perspective on the data is a brand manager at One Life Insurance, Siphelele Sokela. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Siphelele.
Good evening, Gugulethu. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to speak to you. I guess first things first, when we take a look at this data, we obviously well aware that many South Africans, especially youth, are unemployed. Those who are employed perhaps might not see significant salary increases, but sure, just how tough are things on our pockets and our financial goals?
Well, in a nutshell, the Generational Wealth Youth Survey has, you know, revealed that about 60% of South African youth believe that it is their responsibility to end this generational wealth, right? Mm-hmm. But more than 50 of them don't know how to, you know, start building a financially stable future. So it is quite, you know, stressful for the youth. About 66 of the respondents have disclosed that they already have dependents. So there definitely is a need for the youth to start thinking about building generational wealth. The good news is that 80% of them do know that they can start building wealth from that first job or that first paycheck. But however, we have noted that there is a lack of financial education or misconceptions around wealth building tools. That is really setting the youth at in the back foot as far as their financial life is concerned.
It's Pelele, but when I sit with my friends or hear conversations from other peers, youth or those who might be a lot more mature, is the fact that they often say that, well, to build wealth, I need money. And right now I don't have money. And I'm struggling. And I guess let's start there with that particular mindset, right? It's often seen that what we earn as youth is just never quite enough to get us onto that journey of building and creating wealth.
Look, definitely. I think there's that issue, but also the financial education does, you know, impact. I mean, you know, having money is one thing and knowing how to use money is another. Just looking at our studies, we've noted that less than 30% of South African youth have a solid monthly budget in place, you know, and less than 20% of the 54% that are actually employed have any form of insurance in place. And those two things, I think, are key when it comes to building wealth.
Mm. And maybe let's talk about that, because as you say, it's a financial plan. It's about the literacy and then the necessary cover that you need to have in place. But as we know, it's a journey. There are steps and some fundamentals to stick to. So maybe give us a refresher of what those look like or are.
Look, I would definitely encourage the youth to have, you know, start looking at even, you know, speaking to a financial advisor. And that would typically help them in terms of, you know, picturing their goals and helping them reach those goals. A financial advisor would help them with an investment advice, retirement and estate planning as well, and especially budgeting and insurance. All of those, I think, are really, you know, key fundamentals in planning your money and planning for the future.
Definitely. Very necessary. And I guess, again, does speak to working with what you have and speaking to a financial advisor. One thing we often hear about the youth, and I'm very clear to say us as young people's, Pelele, I'm including us there, is the fact that we typically like to, overextend ourselves when it comes to credit, right? As a quick alternative, as a quick fix, without understanding the long-term consequences there. What nuances and behaviors are we seeing according to the study here?
Definitely, a lot of youth are going into debt without having, you know, the necessary tools and the education around what is good debt, what is bad debt, what can I use my debt towards. I think a lot of youth are under a lot of pressure, specifically now that we live in a digital world, you know, with social media and their peers sort of, you know, showing off, you know, wealth in the wrong is. So there definitely needs to be a lot of education around financial literacy. A lot of other key issues that are impacting the youth, one of which is generational debt, right? So 60% of the respondents have, disclosed that they have incurred some, if not all, of their family's debt. Black tax is a big thing. I know my mother dislikes the term very much, and it goes to show just how much of a cultural thing it is, where in some cultures it's seen as a blessing to hand over your first paycheck to your parents, which is good and well, but it does have some serious financial implications. And obviously, unemployment being a huge issue in our country, about 45.5% of the South African youth are unemployed, according to Stats SA. So, yeah, the youth is going through a lot.
Yep, we're going through a lot, and you're quite right. It's the pressure from social media, and I guess just goes back to those fundamental principles of keeping up with the Joneses and not necessarily following through with the right financial plans and structures. Sphelela, I'm also keen to understand what this means in terms of financial literacy, because it's one thing to say have a financial plan, have a structure, but we also need to understand what it is that we're doing. So in terms of financial literacy, what is it? What does it look like? And do we have an understanding of it?
No, I think definitely not. And a study actually shows that over 45% of our respondents indicated that their main source of how to manage their finances is from social media. And there's a lot of misinformation on social media as well. And it's really our responsibility to sort of research on how you can equip yourself with these financial tools. And us at One Life are very passionate about financial literacy. So we offer free financial education through One Life's Truth About Money program. It's basically multiple short courses, as well as an extended financial literacy course that's available for free to all South Africans on our website. So it's one of the things that we definitely pride ourselves in and are investing in is financial literacy for everyone. And that includes courses such as, information about how to pay off your debt, how to make your money last, and how to create generational wealth.
How easily accessible are these courses?
They're free. They're on our website. It's as easy as a click, www.onelife.co.za.
Oh, wonderful. And does it speak to, a novice, someone with no understanding of financial literacy versus anyone who might have a little bit more skin in the game?
Absolutely. There are, basic courses. They're actually offered through Boston College, but we are looking at, diversifying it. We've got courses that are suitable for kids, where you can actually teach your kids through, some gamification of how to manage their money, so that it is quite diverse.
Mm. If you're just joining us, we are in conversation with Sphelela Sokela, who is a brand manager at One Life Insurance. Many of us are familiar with the company as a insurance provider in terms of short-term and long-term cover, but of course they are helping us as South African citizens to better understand our financial behaviors, our nuances, and through a new study that they've compiled, helping us understand the financial standing of youth in South Africa. And typically we do find that we're not doing too well. More than half of South Africa's youth are not able to build a financially stable future because of a lack of financial literacy, high levels of unemployment, and other factors that typically do contribute to the challenges we face. But as we've been engaging with Sphelela, one thing is quite certain is that there are some solutions to help beef up our knowledge in terms of financial literacy, tools that are available, and of course, making sure that you do speak to a financial advisor. What I'm also keen to understand, Sphelela, is for a lot of South Africans who want to equip themselves with building wealth, they often, again, fall back to the perception that, well, I need to make more money. I need to earn more money. And we often hear about the gig economy, a side hustle, and how that has grown within the generations of millennials together with Gen Zs. Is this something that has come through in your report at all?
Look, there has been study that there are six pillars to creating wealth, one of which is insurance. And it's quite saddening that only or less than 35% of the respondents have insurance policies such as life cover, and that's quite essential when you're thinking of a long-term wealth building plan. Do you have a policy in place that will make sure that the people that depend on you are covered when you're no longer around? It's one of the quickest and easiest way to creating wealth. We've noted that less than 13% of our respondents have dread disease cover. So what happens to you in the case that you become terminally ill and you can no longer work? So what are you well protected on your generational wealth journey. Less than 18% have disability cover, which is also something that could assist you, you know, as part of your financial plan. What happens if you become disabled one day? So it is quite, it's quite shocking. I mean, here it says less than 20% of the youth have any form of insurance in place. And these are key things when looking at your financial plan.
I guess, you know, beyond just the scope of managing our money on a day-to-day basis, it is important to cover risk. And this is exactly what One Life does do as an insurance provider through life insurance, funeral cover, disability and dread disease cover as well. I think it's important for us to also underscore this for young people, because sometimes we, again, like to believe that we're going to live forever. We are immune to illness and disease. Disability will never happen to us because we're superhuman. But one thing we have learned, you know, from high-profile individuals, from peers, colleagues and counterparts, is that life does happen. And is there an appreciation for risk cover from us as young people?
Absolutely. Well said. So there's definitely no, I think, appreciation. I think it's just that whole, you know, perception that you are young, you've got your whole life ahead of you, and nothing bad will ever happen. So it is a misconception amongst the youth, and it's definitely something that we need to look at, you know, as part of our financial profile. Is are you, as much as you are looking to building the wealth, are you protecting the wealth as well?
And that's important, because that's something that we do need to prioritize. Sphelele, thank you so much for your time again today. I'm going to give you a quick 30 seconds to sneak in that website, so that at least we're able to share the tools, financial learning tools and literacy tools with our listeners. You mentioned the website?
It's www.onelife.co.za.
And do we tag or click under Truth About Money?
Absolutely. That's where you'll find the link to the Truth About Money, and available there is all the short courses that you can sign up for free.
I was about to ask, is it free? We need something
free. It is
free.
There's no catch.
We can't be trying to build wealth and still be paying for it. Oh, man. Thank you so much, Sphelele. Really appreciate it. And the tools that you've shared with us today, helping us understand how we as young people, more than 50% of South Africa's youth is actually struggling or doesn't know how to build a financially stable future. That's according to a survey that's being conducted by One Life. But what they are seeing is that at least 80% of respondents say that they are keen, willing and able to make sure that we are able to build our wealth as soon as we land our first job. Beef up on financial education, dispel the misconception around wealth creation tools that are available to us. And as we've identified, there are plenty of resources available on One Life's website. We here at Kaya Biz are also available too. And we have these ongoing conversations with you to help you build wealth and at least get to a level of sustainability. Yes, I know we all want to make more money. But the truth is, you need to start with what you have first in order to see the gains and the progress and the stability that you'd like to have financially. And on that note, this is a friendly reminder that you can join us on that journey where we build on these conversations this coming Saturday, the 29th of June. We have a phenomenal education exchange taking place in partnership with ETFSA and Kaya Biz. If you're wondering what an ETF is, well, it's one of the tools or asset classes you can use to invest in the stock market. And not just the stock market, but a wide variety of commodities, of asset classes, crypto, for those of you who are keen, and other commodities that might be available. So it is an opportunity for you to listen, learn and engage, not only with me, but key leaders from ETFSA who have been profiled here on the show before, as we speak about how best to build an investment portfolio. Whether you are a novice and haven't no idea as to where to start, or maybe you've got some skin in the game and have earned your stripes in investment, there are certainly new tools, tips and tools of the trade that we will impart with you and on you this coming Saturday as you join us for this phenomenal education exchange. A reminder that tickets are less than 200 Rand. The tickets are 190, so you will come back with change. And we are looking forward to seeing you, interacting with you and answering all your key investment questions. Young and old. I nearly said rich or poor, but truth is, that's what we're fighting against, right? So whether your pockets are strained or your pockets run deep, we're happy to interact with all of you so that we can share, exchange, listen and learn. And most importantly, make that money.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.